The Fox and the Crab, a fable by Aesop retold by the Comenius team of Gymnasiocranidae, Greece. Once upon a time, there was a group of crabs, which were playing all together at the beach, but a thoughtless crab decided to explore the forest, near the sea.
Where are you going?
I'm bored of the sea, and I'm going to explore the world.
But it's a whole new world out there. Land can be very dangerous for us creatures of the sea, you know.
I know. But I'm too curious to see new things. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Okay, but be very careful and come back soon.
And so the crabs set off to explore the world, while the other crabs went back to the sea.
At the other side of the forest, a hungry, skinny fox was looking for something to eat, talking to herself.
I'm starving. It was such a hard week, this one. Mr. Aesop's dog didn't stop guarding the farm for one night. It's so unfair. How can he expect Mr. Aesop to eat all fat hens? I'm just doing him a favor by eating some of them every now and then. Ah, well, I think I'll try out the beach today. A change in my diet, it's not a bad idea at all, I must say.
As he was heading for the beach, Sime the hedgehog was walking for his morning walk.
Good morning, Mrs. Fox. Are you lost? This road takes you to the beach.
Good morning, Mr. Hedgehog. I'm not lost. I'm going for a walk to the beach today. Would you care to join me?
But Mr. Hedgehog looked at her suspiciously and thought, this fox is so hungry. I must leave as fast as I can. She's trying to fool me and eat me.
I'm afraid Mrs. Hedgehog is waiting for me. Some other time, maybe.
Good day, Mrs. Fox.
Good day to you too, Mr. Hedgehog.
Just as the fox was getting near to the beach, pretty sure that it would be another unlucky day. There's our little crab heading for the forest. The thoughtless crab approached the kind fox.
Excuse me. Hello, I'm a crab. I'm bored of the sea and I'm going to explore the world. What are you?
Hello, Mr. Crab. Such a pleasure to meet you. I'm Mrs. Fox. I live in the field. I'm on my way to the beach, but I can show you around the field if you like.
How very kind of you, Mrs. Fox. I would love to be your guest.
The crab, without second thought, starts walking next to the fox, chatting happily. So, the fox and the crab were walking to the field. A seagull was flying over the field, landed near the hedgehog for a rest.
Hello there, Mr. Hedgehog. How are things?
Hi, Mr. Seagull. Fine. What's news from the sea?
Too quiet, as always, my friend. Nice weather and the sea creatures are enjoying it a lot. I saw a group of young crabs today playing at the beach. One of them said he was bored of the sea and he wanted to explore the world. Did you happen to meet him?
No, I only met a hungry fox on her way to the beach. I hope your friend doesn't come across here.
But a second later he shouted, oh, there they are, the oldest couple around. Do warn your friend, Mr. Seagull. So, the seagull flew over the fox and the crab shouting at him.
Hey, Mr. Crab, that's quite an odd company you have. Go back to the sea. Your friends are waiting for you.
I'm going back in the afternoon, Mr. Seagull. Don't worry, I'm fine.
Oh, such a lucky day.
What do you mean, a lucky day?
It's luck that we've met. Please, Mr. Crab, be my guest to lunch today.
Oh, this is so kind of you. Thank you for your hospitality. What is on the menu?
Come to my fox call and you will see.
The thoughtless crab followed the vicious fox to her foxhole. The fox went to the kitchen and in a few minutes came back with a huge bowl of nice fresh Mediterranean vegetable cut in a salad.
There, Mr. Crab, a nice healthy crab salad. Get in the bowl.
When the hedgehog and the seagull saw her later, she was licking her paws after the meal.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seagull. It seems that your friend underestimated this possible danger and put his life at a terrible risk.
Well, I must go back to the beach. I must bring the bad news to the other crabs and warn them to think twice before acting next time.